at GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the show toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Anything goes, whether it's a political issue or maybe even something of a personal nature. 1-800-259-9231. The Monday night edition, we do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern. So join us for every single moment. And if you happen to miss a moment, no biggie. You can always join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got all kinds of good stuff for you, including the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. Just go and get them. In fact, you can sign up for the podcast, and then we'll send you the archives automatically whenever they're available. And that's usually just a few hours after the program. Afterwards, like 1 o'clock at the latest in the morning, the podcast will be up. So, bunch of free stuff, freetalklive.com. Check it out.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
I like that the music kind of came down right in the middle of you saying that, because it is an important message.
Yes, it is.
An important message from our sponsors.
And we're going to give you, as always, plenty of incentive to check out the Free State Project. Because we like to talk about on this show how, well, we don't really live in a free country. I'm sorry if I'm breaking the news to you for the first time, but...
What?
The United States of America, as much as they told you during your elementary school and high school education, we are not free.
You're crazy.
And we'll give you plenty of examples. And tonight we're going to give you an example from the state of Utah, just outside of Salt Lake City on the weekend. I didn't get word of this until today. If I'd heard about it on Saturday, we would have talked about it on Saturday's show. This is just a sad, pathetic situation. Really just a disgusting story of the police totally stepping outside of their boundaries.
Oh, the police are involved? Oh, then yeah. whoever, they must have been in the wrong.
You mean the bad people?
They had to have been bad people, yes. They had to have been bad people, and they were probably all doing drugs anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, actually, it was a group of people, and there may have been some drug users involved, but it was a group of people who had gotten together at a piece of property, a large piece of property outside of Salt Lake City, Utah, over the weekend. I believe it was Friday night. And they had gotten together in order to hang out with one another and enjoy some live music that was being performed there. They had set up a stage. They had set up all kinds of, they had the porta potties. They had everything they needed to put on this show. Apparently, somebody didn't like it. Somebody in the police department didn't like it, and so
were they unpermitted?
No. As a matter of fact, here's the news as one of the DJs reported it. Somebody who was in attendance, and okay. I'm just going to read from his story here because he really just tells it. He tells it pretty completely. He says, "Last night I was booked to play an event about an hour outside of Salt Lake City. The hype behind the show was huge. They pre-sold 700 tickets, and they expected up to 3,000 people total. The promoters did an amazing job with the show. They even made slip mats with the flyers on them to promote in local shops. So this was not a secret underground rave.
Okay.
It was promoted in public. So we got to the show around 11:15 or so, and it was really cool. It was all outdoors in a valley surrounded by huge mountains. They had an amazing light show flashing onto a mountain behind the site. The sound was booming. The crowd was about 1,500 people thick, and everything just seemed too good to be true. Well, at about 11:30 or so, I was standing behind the stage talking with someone when I noticed a helicopter pulling over one of the mountaintops. I jokingly said, 'Oh, look, here comes Big Brother,' to the person that I was with. Well, he wasn't far off. The helicopter dipped lower and lower and started shining its lights on the crowd. I was kind of in awe and just sat and watched this thing circle us for a minute. As I looked back toward the crowd, I saw a guy dressed in camouflage walking by, toting an assault rifle.
Hmm.
At this point, everyone was fully aware of what was going on. A few of the troops rushed the stage and cut the sound off and started yelling that everyone, 'Get the F out of here or go to jail.' At this is where it got really sticky. Nobody resisted, that's for sure. They had police dogs raiding the crowd of people, and I saw a dog signal out a guy who obviously had some drugs on him. The soldiers attacked the guy. He uses the term soldiers and troops here, but it appears that it was either the SWAT team or the National Guard. It doesn't appear this was actually the
Do they look any different? I mean, what?
They look like soldiers.
Oh, I saw video footage. There's not a pattern. There's not camo on. Instead, they're in all black. Oh, they were actually all camo. Oh, they were camo.
They look like soldiers. Okay. That's why he's using these terms. Anyway, he says they rushed the stage. No one resisted. They kicked this kid, the kid that allegedly had the drugs, kicked him a few times, four of the cops on him, kicked him a few times in the ribs, had their knees in his back and sides. As they were cuffing him, there were about 1,000 kids trying to leave the backdrop peacefully. Next thing I know, a can of effing tear gas is launched into the crowd.
Jeez.
People are running and screaming at this point. Girls are crying, guys are cussing, bad scene. Now, this is all that I saw with my own, all I saw with my own eyes, but I heard plenty of other accounts of the night. Now, this isn't gossip I heard from some candy raver. These are instances cited straight out of the promoter's mouth. One of the promoter's friends, a very small female...
We should define what candy raver means.
Okay, go ahead.
Somebody who wears lots and lots of very brightly colored clothes, beads, whatever. It's, you know, if you've ever seen pictures of ravers that are have neon-colored hair and, you know, rainbows all over them and whatever. You know, that's
a candy raver.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, one of the promoter's friends, who is described as a very small female, was attacked by one of the police dogs.
Oh, God.
As she struggled to get away from the police dog, who was mauling her, the police then tackled her. Three grown men then proceeded to kick her in the stomach. The police confiscated at least 3 videotapes in total. People were trying to document what was happening out there. The police saw one guy filming and ran after him, tackled him, and his camera fell, and luckily his friend grabbed it and ran and got away. Priceless footage. That's not all, though. Out of 1,500 people, there's sure to be more footage. I did see some of the footage, and most of it, you couldn't really see what was going on because it was at nighttime.
Right.
But you could definitely, up by the stage, you could definitely see these fully fatigued out soldiers that were standing around giving people orders. You could hear them yelling at people and that sort of thing. He says the police were rounding up the staff of the party, and the main promoter went up to them with a permit for the show, and he said, "Here, I have the permit." The police then said, "No, you don't," and ripped the permit out of his hand. Then they put an assault rifle to his forehead and said, "Get the F out of here right now."
Holy crap.
Now, let's get the facts straight here. The event was 100% legal. They had every permit that the city told them that they needed. They had a $2 million insurance policy for the event.
Hmm.
They had licensed security guards at the gates, confiscating any alcohol or drugs that they found upon entry. And I suppose I should mention that they arrested all the security guards for possession.
Because they
confiscated people's drugs. And another interesting fact, the police did not have a warrant. The owner of the land already has a lawsuit against the city for something else that happened similarly to their property. A few months ago, apparently, the owner of the land rented her land for another party, and the police raided that one as well. And catch this, the police forced her to leave her own personal property. That's right. They didn't arrest her, but they made her leave her own property. So apparently she was in attendance at the party where she rented her own land to be used for it.
This is a police force out of control.
Yeah. It says, "Don't get it twisted. This is all going down in probably the most conservative state in the USA, and this is scary. Gross violation of our civil liberties. The police wanted this party shut down, so they made it happen." Even though everything about this event was supposedly legal, the promoter spent over $20,000 on this show and did everything they could do to make it legit, only to have it taken away from them by a group of radical...
And made unprofitable. I mean, like, this poor guy put a whole bunch of money into this event, and the city licensed him and said, "Oh, yeah, everything's fine," and then sends out the goons to just crash his whole thing. I mean...
Right.
We're talking about dollars and cents here.
Well, they want to be sure to hurt the organizers so they don't want to come back, right? Don't you think that's what it was? Because
then why give him the permit in the first place?
Exactly. Otherwise, they could have just denied him the permit. This way, it's a real... I mean, that's physically hurting him by scaring off his clients, arresting his clients, and, like you said, actually forcing him to spend this money for no return. There's more stories from this event. If you were there... And you want to share your story, 800-259-9231. I poked around a little bit on the web, found some personal, some other personal accounts of some of the outrageous things the cops are doing here. And totally out of line, totally unnecessary. If you can defend the cops, though, we'd love to hear from you. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or a personal problem. Anything goes. The Monday Night Edition is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. And join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got three new ladies on the Shrine. And all of them are validated. We haven't had a regular Shriner added to the site in a long time.
So. Well, that's kind of the point.
I think maybe we should... Maybe we should make it so everybody has to be validated from a certain point on.
Well, I think that now, we had talked about that.
Right.
That, you know, we weren't going to accept them, that kind of thing. I don't know. It now's about the time.
Okay, we'll consider it. Anyway, check out Jody, Helen, and Sarah. They're our newest Shriners. You can see them at freetalklive.com. And it's not a beauty contest. It's for women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors, religions, anything goes. As long as you're a lady, okay, that's what you need to be to get on the Shrine at freetalklive.com.
Two X chromosomes.
Correct. We are talking about, although, we have a new member of the bulletin board system who is, I believe, a transvestite.
Transvestite means they wear the clothes.
If he calls himself a tranny, it's probably transsexual.
Maybe a transsexual. I believe it's a male who is pretty positive that he was meant to be a she. One of those
right.
kind of people.
Mm.
So
hasn't had an operation.
Maybe if you really look like a woman in your picture, maybe we'll accept that. We'll have to think about that.
Perhaps the trannies can start their own little site where they can call it the Free Talk Live.
That was what
Shrine
was generally
of transvestite listeners.
That was what was the consensus was that there need to be separate mm-hmm. private shrines that are started.
Yes. So
we
private
in the spirit of
that's right, competing listener shrines. All right, so it's really sick news out of the state of Utah
Would we link to them?
I don't see why not.
In our shrine, what would we say?
But we endorse them.
And here, visit this person's shrine. And here, visit this person's shrine.
In the BBS, I think, is the right place for that.
Anyway, well, let's go back to Utah and what the cops did over the weekend. They raided a rave. Now, a rave is what, Johnson? What is a rave? As a former raver, how would you describe it?
I'd look up a definition online and give that to you.
Isn't it
seriously,
a party?
You've been to so many of them, you can't just tell us what a rave is?
No, I don't want
to
say
it's a party where they play techno music.
It's not that simple. It's fairly complicated.
It's that easy.
No, it's not really.
It is.
No.
I think it's that easy. It's a party where there tends to be techno music played.
Right. Yeah, except for that's not.
Sometimes there's some laser light shows. Sometimes it's live.
It's not that deep. I swear to God, it's not.
It's actually much deeper
really?
Than that.
Really? What
exactly differentiate? If it's a party, then why aren't they raiding clubs every night? Because a club is not a rave.
Well, I don't know why they're not raiding clubs.
And clubs play techno music in their parties
they do
all
raid
the
some
time.
Clubs. You've been to a club when it was raided, Johnson.
Yeah, I have been to a club right. when it was raided. I don't necessarily call that a rave, though.
They're not paying the piper, for one. Secondly, it's a party. It's not a discotheque.
Some raves...
That's a business.
Some raves happen in clubs. Some raves happen in underground secret locations, like warehouses and that sort of thing. Some raves happen outdoors.
I'd say most raves don't happen in clubs.
I think party's more accurate because the cops will bust a party any chance they get. A kid's party. And, it's basically about the ages of the participants of the party.
That's true.
And the volume of the music.
And as long as it isn't rock or country. Or blues.
Please.
Or,
I don't know. It is not so,
not
because the cops will come and if you have a party out in a hayfield, they'll come out and try to raid that.
Last summer, I think it was, when I went up to, what was it? I think it's around here, the area is called Livestock up in Tampa. No cops, problem.
It depends on a business.
It depends on... The cops there were friendly. They were popping people's bikers' balloons. But
stop right now, because what you need to understand is some businesses get raided and some don't. Now, why is it that some do and others don't? Why is it that Livestock didn't get raided?
Ponied up to the police and paid them off.
Right, Livestock.
You've got this whole raves are bigger and different thing. They're not. It's just a party.
I didn't call it bigger and different. I just say that they're not clubs, and I'm not going to define it that way.
I didn't say they were clubs. Anyway, there are various different places where raves take place, and the common element among them is people enjoying usually electronic music. Some of them are, most of them I would say are younger, mm-hmm. but there are certainly people in their 30s and 40s that attend raves. Anyway, beyond that, what happened was in Utah there was an outdoor rave going on, which they claim they had all the necessary permits for. They had insurance, they went through the channels like Livestock did,
right.
and they got all the necessary bureaucrats to sign on the dotted line and say, okay, you can have this rave. Well, somebody changed their mind, or the cops just wanted to be mean. I'm not quite sure what the motivation here was. I think it's just they wanted to be mean and mess with a bunch of kids, personally.
I'm floored by
I think
by
the cops
it.
Wanted to go crack some heads.
Yeah.
I think more people need to carry firearms.
I agree with that.
Wouldn't
all
that be
the time.
That
would have been
the
time.
Everybody yeah, wouldn't have been interesting,
there'd
though?
There would have been a bunch of dead people.
Yeah, sure would be. Sure would have got more press, wouldn't it?
I don't know that there would have been a bunch of dead people, because you know what? I don't think they would have showed up in the first place.
Well,
that's the thing.
They probably wouldn't have showed
up.
Under
threat of the fact that, if we show up with firearms and try to just strong-arm these people, likely several members of our police force might get shot.
Yeah, I'd love to see the ravers fire back sometime.
Well, the thing is it's a it was on the private land. They had the private security.
Right.
You know, they did
exactly.
everything right.
No reason why they shouldn't be able to have guns.
Made sure that there was no were no guns.
Yeah,
so
true.
They did the cops' job.
They did the cops' job for them.
Yeah.
Right. They should. The next rave that they throw, they should advertise. Our ravers may be armed.
Call the Second Amendment rave.
Yeah.
You know?
And I like
then,
that.
That one ain't getting busted.
Hey, let me read some more stories from this, because it's just outrageous, and you people need to know what the cops are doing with your tax dollars. Here's one that kind of describes the scene beforehand and then describes what happens. I arrived at just so you can get an idea of what these raves are like. These aren't a bunch of lowlifes just milling about, molesting people or beating up people. There's nothing bad going on at raves. It's just people having a good time.
Yeah, the reason why raves are a target is because just like in the 60s and just like hippies, the whole motto of the rave scene, which was displayed, we actually went to, Ian and I hung out over the weekend, went to a planetarium.
Yes, we did.
And we went to an actual, what is that? The Sonic, what was it called?
Sonic Vision. It was not a laser light show, but it was kind of like the new version of a laser light show.
You know, being, both of us like electronic music.
Right.
So we went to this. We went to the show, and one of the things that was displayed on the screen, which was a reference that I got, I don't know if you saw it or even picked up on it, but at one point they were showing the Ravers Anthem, which is four words: peace, love, unity, and respect.
I actually didn't catch that.
Yeah, peace, love, unity, and respect.
I know what it is. I just didn't see it.
Yeah, it was displayed.
They also
on the
had
when they had the little dancing robots.
Yeah, they had computer graphic generated robots with glow sticks in their hands,
which I thought actually looked pretty ridiculous, but
it was silly.
Yeah, during that whole scene is when they were playing, when they were displaying that anthem on the screen. So I'm just saying, you know, when you have a group of people whose motto is peace, love, unity, and respect, violent thugs are going to come in and just pick on them.
That's exactly what happened. So here's another story from the event. I arrived at the location for an outdoor electronic music event at around 9:25 p.m. The first thing I noticed was the structure, and the layout of the site was very well organized. Markers were placed to prevent people from wandering off the designated paths. Waste baskets and trash receptacles were numerous. I was assured that the promoters had obtained 100% legal access to the land. All in all, I was looking forward to a fun night with my friends, listening to music. I consider it like any other event that I've gone to, rock concerts, rap concerts, etc. The mood was festive. People were dancing, and I could even smell the meat cooking from a grill.
Sweet.
At around 11:39, I noticed a bright light in the sky to the northeast, which I quickly realized was a helicopter searchlight. And I saw it circling overhead. I assumed the helicopter was only there to scout us. However, as it made two more passes and got substantially lower to the ground each time, at this time I heard a woman next to me say, "The police are here. Everybody has to leave." That's when people's heads started getting smashed in. We'll come back with the details, some other accounts from this event, this insane event that happened over the weekends, the cops crashing somebody's party. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lykus with today's Car Clinic Minute. You slam on brakes and your car stops. But what's all that bobbing and swaying? If your car is doing the Macarena at red lights, it's not the springs. When we come back, I'll tell you the shocking truth.
Apples are apples, right?
Uh-huh.
Not when it comes to synthetic oils. Don't be tempted to think that all synthetic oils are alike. Royal Purple's exclusive proprietary additive package makes Royal Purple up to 400% stronger than other synthetic oils. That means longer oil life, longer engine life, and longer time between oil changes. Go to royalpurple.com and find out why Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms.
If you've stopped the forward motion of your car, but it's still bobbing up and down, take a look at the shocks, not your springs. Think about it. It's the springs' job to be springy.
but it's the shock absorber's job to control the motion of the springs. Yes, your versatile shocks are not only designed to keep a car's wheels on the ground over rough roads, they're also used to stop the rocking chair motion that naturally follows a sudden stop. So if your car's rocking and rolling, check out those shocks. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about the Utah rave that happened over the weekend. The cops decided to go in and smash some heads.
Yep, just for fun.
If anybody out there is listening and can call in and educate these two rubes I work with and let them know that just because a party plays electronic music all night long doesn't make it a rave, just call in and back me
up.
What
about it? Okay, what about... this is not where I wanted to focus on, Johnson, but now that you keep making these claims, what makes it a rave beyond the fact that there are people attending an all-night party where electronic music is being played?
Normally, okay, first of all, you have the all-night party, which you can't have at a club because clubs in most cities have to close down because of liquor license restrictions.
Fine, most raves don't happen at clubs.
Right, most of them are underground parties.
We didn't say it had to happen at a club, so what's your issue then? They're underground. Some of them are, some of them aren't.
Right, but it's not simply, a party that... In other words, there's a lot more to the definition than
we're
that.
We're not paying proper respect to his youth, is what the problem is.
No, not really.
You can't identify what it is that we've missed.
I have identified it, just because... Okay.
We didn't say it had to happen
When you say everything in set A belongs to set B, that doesn't mean that everything in set B belongs to set A. In other words, what you're saying is it's a party that has techno music, so it plays all night long. That's not just the definition, because there are plenty of parties out there that have techno music that last all night long or whatever that
and
aren't
how
raves.
How would they not be raves?
So crazy is to blowing out of proportion as blowing out of proportion is to screaming at the top of your lungs.
How would it not be a rave if that's what they were doing?
It's not.
You can't define how it's not, then you're just totally blowing hot air.
I don't know everything about the whole rave scene. I just know that clubs...
I don't have to be able to tell you the biological workings of a horse to be able to tell you what it is. It's a big bipedal animal. Kick you if you walk behind it.
Yeah. I guess I just... Anyway, let's move on.
I guess it's not bipedal. It's quadrupedal.
Sorry. Let me move on here.
Yeah,
if you can't qualify it, then
you asked me for a definition, and I told you I would look it up.
You did look it up, and their definition.
I looked up more. But you don't want to read the definition. You don't want to talk about it. There's an evolution. There's a type of music. Not all electronic music is the same. I mean, there's all different.
But what does that have to do with us? So what if they play trance versus techno? It doesn't matter. It's still a rave. It's electronic music all night long.
No, it's not.
Well, maybe somebody who's not as uppity can call and define rave. 800-259-9231. Anyway, let's get back to the stories from the actual event, because what happened is not dependent on whether or not it was defined as a rave. This particular event was defined as a rave. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Johnson?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But how do you know? You weren't even there. You're just basing that off what we've said so far.
First of all, the things that I know about a rave, all right, the things that I can qualify, and I can start listing off different things that I know are going to make an event more likely a rave. One, things that are going to make an event more likely to rave. It's going to be outside somewhere in a park. Mm-hmm. It's going to be more of like a camp.
Raves are also held in underground warehouses.
It's exactly. Most likely, all the rave events that I know from my youth, most of them were held illegally because they were held in abandoned warehouses. There was no licensing to be there whatsoever.
Right. And these guys were trying to do the right thing. They tried to, they licensed their event. They got an insurance policy. And at about 11:30 at night, the cops showed up. They actually had a helicopter swooping by the area. The police arrived. At this time, I'm going to finish up this description from one of the people that was attending. He said, somebody said, the police are here, everybody has to leave. Well, lots of people were disappointed, but nobody was rioting or fighting or being insubordinate. And as you pointed out, Johnson, the motto...
The sad thing is that kids this age are used to having their events broken up.
Yeah.
So they just walk right out.
They're going home.
Yeah. Now, if you walked out to the, I just use it as an example, the 12 hours of Sebring Raceway out there, and the cops said, we're breaking this up. There's too much alcohol out here, and girls are showing their boobies, and everybody's right. Got to go home.
You got some angry
rednecks. Holy crap! Can you imagine what those 30 and 40-year-olds would do?
Yeah.
I don't know. The other thing is also from my personal experience. You said there were, 1,500 people here?
Uh-huh.
There were probably hundreds of thousands of dollars of drugs at this event, and that were not confiscated by those security guards. I'm just, you know.
Does there have to be drugs to be a raid?
No, I don't absolutely think so, but I can understand. Part of that definition that I read was that that's why these events attract the attention of police.
You know, I disagree with that. That's an excuse for the cops. I think the events would attract the attention of the cops, even if it was just loud music.
Again, you know what? I don't think that's the case, because, again, the concert that I went to, you know, I've been to several concerts, and you know what the cops do there? They go up to people who have drugs. They go, oh, you have drugs. Give them to me. Okay. Oh, you're doing a nitrous balloon? Pop. They don't arrest them. Well, they don't do anything to them. They just take their drugs away and walk away.
Most of the time, and from what I was reading of some of these people that had their encounters at this event, they've been to plenty of raves in the past, and they've had plenty of them broken up, and more of them go in the fashion that you just described. They just confiscate them, you know, let them go, maybe arrest a couple of people, but they're not done in this violent fashion. Not that I agree with it either way, but they're not done in this fashion. Anyway,
they did it in the... I think he's right on this. I think he's absolutely right on what's being said here. Johnson is the... You know, the cops know that there's going to be drugs there. They know it.
Sure, but there's drugs at every concert.
Probably not true.
That's probably true.
It is true.
Wait. You've got to jump on me. What if you went to one of these Christian music concerts?
Okay.
Let's just be clear. They get darn loud.
There'd probably still be drugs there.
There probably would be a very few. The likelihood of finding them is less than if you just picked a random house.
Just look for the one who doesn't have his shirt buttoned all the way up.
Yes. There's no doubt that the war on drugs is a huge factor in this. No doubt about it. But the authorities have been cracking down on kids having fun for a long, long time, regardless of whether or not there are drugs involved. Okay? I mean, back in the 20s, it was the flappers, right? In the 1960s, you had the hippies.
The flappers were drinking, and it was illegal.
In the 1960s, you had the hippies. Whatever.
Right.
Anyway, let me finish this description of what happened at this event. So the police arrived, and people merely began to file towards their cars, because it was time to go. Party was broken up. At this time, I actually got a look at my surroundings. Dozens of men in full camo, Kevlar vests, gas masks, MP5, Navy, AUGs, and many other firearms. Attack dogs were barking somewhere ahead of me. Suddenly, I saw a sight that disgusted me. A person whom I'd met before was on the ground face first. Four reservists had their guns pointed to his head and were handcuffing him. The attack dog was mauling his shoulder, neck, and torso areas. I was quickly shuffled along.
They should not have the National Guard doing arrests at an event like this. These are not police officers. They are not qualified to be
doing this. There seems to be confusion as to whether or not it really was the National Guard, or it was the SWAT team, or it was both. Nobody's really too sure exactly who was involved here. Anyway, this gentleman that was watching this guy get the crap beat out of him was then quickly shuffled along, but since he was so disgusted, he attempted to record the man on the ground with his camera phone.
I know you don't want to give me backup, but can we take the caller?
But a soldier approached me and took my phone and said, move along.
Yes, that's
I
the
still
answer.
Have not recovered it. I was also witness to the blunt beatings using shoulder rests of weapons. My friend Katie was hit in the side of the head with an MP5 because a soldier took her camera and she was trying to recover it from him. I was witness to numerous people being held at gunpoint, people being handcuffed, attack dogs, guns, malice, and hatred. Let's talk to Sean in South Dakota. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello. Sean in South Dakota, you're on Free Talk Live. Sean, going once. Sean, going twice. Let's try...
Wait.
Sean,
hello?
Here.
Sean, yep, how's it going? Hey.
Sean in South Dakota, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Sean from San Diego, actually, but...
Excuse me.
I'm just wanted to clarify, you guys were discussing what the difference between a rave and just a party or whatever, like this was.
Yeah.
The difference is, it stemmed from an anarchist movement a long time ago, and it was where you would break into a bank building or something of that sort, and it would be active poetic terrorism, something something defacing, something...
Can you hold on, because I want to hear more about this, and I know that there's more to this.
Hang on, Sean. 800-259-9222.
It gets more ridiculous.
Hang on. More coming back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Join us on the phones. You can shoot us an email if you want, ftl@freetalklive.com. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, whether it be a couple of new affiliates that we might be announcing within the next couple of weeks, or news about brand new Shriners on the site. You'll be the first to know if you're on the updates list. Just go sign up at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. So we started talking about a rave. A rave that some people are calling a rave in Utah happened outdoors on a large piece of property. There were approximately 1,500 people in attendance at the point at which the cops showed up and started cracking people's skulls.
Okay, basically. You want to know why the definition of rave has become so
nebulous? And then
nebulous?
We got caught up in this big old argument over what a rave is.
The reason why the definition of rave has become so nebulous is that the whole idea...
Because it changes over
time. No, the whole idea of a rave in the past was that it was always going to be something that wasn't mainstream. Okay.
It was underground.
That was part of the definition. And then what happened? Electronic music became very much mainstream. It started being used in every commercial. And sure. The parties started happening. And then what happened is also rave events were very much illegal and started getting raided and all these things started happening. So what rave became is rave became separate from what you would have as a club event or any sort of a legal event. Rave became a separate terminology. And that definition has never been fully defined. So it's very nebulous. There's very much an in-between between what's the rave scene and what's the club scene.
I understand that. And I think that we can then agree then basically that a rave, we were talking about it during the break because we keep arguing about it when the mics are off. Would you agree that a rave has to have underground elements to it?
I would, yes.
Okay. So your definition of a rave may differ from the promoter's definition of what he considered a rave, because this party was promoted publicly. It was not underground. They had flyers out at businesses around town, etc. So,
yeah, he wanted to make money.
Yeah, this was a party. This was a profitable venture where he was investing. He had allegedly invested $20,000, hired DJs to come and play, and it was a public party with electronic music. You would not qualify it as a rave.
Because a rave can't be profitable.
I'm really not
profit's
sure because
bad, Ian.
Some people call, like, for example, there's an event in Miami every year called the Winter Music Festival, which is huge.
Right.
Huge. And there's lots of electronic music, but there's also rap and all sorts of other things.
So,
but
none of it matters.
It's a festival.
All of this doesn't matter. Okay, so
sure.
We're going to consider this a rave for the purposes
sure.
of the rest of this conversation because we got calls
coming
in like
crazy.
Under
the Rave Act.
We have calls coming in like crazy on this. Let's go to Sean dropped off. Let's go to Joe. He's back on. Joe in Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson.
Hi, guys. I had to call back because I got another call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, stop killing each other.
peace, love, unity, and respect.
Yeah.
We're just arguing.
Cops should mind their own damn business. There was no reason for that. I mean, I guess it wasn't too loud. It was just music and having a...
No, they had permission. They were out in the middle of the mountains. They had
right.
permission from the landowner.
I'm sure it was incredibly loud, but it was in the middle of nowhere.
Right. Anyway, what happened? Did they break up the whole party?
Yeah. And a few skulls.
Is there going to be a lawsuit now?
I'm sure there is, but what good's it going to
so.
Do?
Well,
what good's it going to do?
Because police aren't supposed to go attacking people.
Yeah, but they'll do it anyway. They don't care.
Yeah, but
they took the permit from out of the guy's hands.
Snatch.
What they should do is have have extra copies of a permit, and then...
Hopefully they do.
Yeah, and then get a lawsuit and teach them a damn good lesson like the other case. I don't know whether you heard about the girl that got $40 million in Texas about the drug that killed... help kill her husband or something like that. I forgot what it was.
Well, you know, the terrible thing is, even if they sue the police, it's not the individual cops that are going to pay the penalties. It's the taxpayers that are going to pay the penalties.
Yeah, the cops are the ones that had fun.
Yeah, let's get those cops off the force and sue them.
Not going to happen. Cops that beat people up, cops that murder other people, cops that rape other people.
They're obedient. That makes them good cops.
They're
not very smart.
At worst, they tend to get transferred or maybe get vacation and get paid.
Well, there are some here in Massachusetts that have gotten removed, but I guess it's hard.
It's so difficult. You're absolutely right, Joe. I wish we had more time. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. We got to burn through these calls because they're coming in like crazy. Let's talk to Kent in Missouri. Kent, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening,
hey.
Kent?
Not a whole lot. First of all, I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about what you were saying about the definition of the word rave.
Okay.
It's just a word. Okay, it's a gathering. You can call it whatever pretty much you want. A rave, a concert, a gathering, an assembly, a festival. You call it a jamboree for all I care. Here's the thing, though.
Can we call it a hoedown?
Yeah, we could do that, too.
Yeehaw.
Now, the thing is, with that word comes a definition. That definition does not necessarily have to include the use of or necessarily even the presence of drugs.
That's correct. Correct.
So call it a rave. Who cares? It doesn't
Thank
matter.
You.
There were drugs there.
I don't care, personally. So what's
yeah,
on your
exactly.
mind?
Well, I've been talking to these guys on their message board all night, pretty much all day. I go by DJ Spiral on their board.
Okay.
Now, and, I mean, everybody on this side of the country is appalled. They've got so much support across this country, it's not even funny. I'm in Missouri, I've got friends in Arkansas, I've got friends in Kansas and Minnesota, and everybody. I don't know one person that's really not even rooting for these guys, so I just wanted to let them know that there's a lot of support out there for them.
Absolutely, and I hope they get I hope they get more attention than just being mentioned on Free Talk Live and maybe the local Salt Lake City media, because really this isn't going to spread very much farther outside of that unless people keep talking about it, unless people pay attention to it.
I'm sure it's being talked about in every electronic music scene everywhere.
Yeah, but
it really is, and I would say that this particular event or this particular fiasco, as it, you know, as I pretty much think of it, is that it's getting more attention than any other thing like this has in the past. I mean, I've heard stories of raves getting busted and, you know, people going to jail for bogus charges and stuff like that, but this one is getting more attention than any other one that I've ever seen.
An event like this could actually revitalize... I think the rave scene has dropped off a lot, and an event like this could actually revitalize that scene.
Well, I hope you're right, and I hope more footage comes out as well, because as some of the other accounts of the event are showing, people were having their cameras stolen from them by the cops and just confiscated, and now they're gone. And so I hope that some more footage comes out of the police being terrible to people beyond just text descriptions. Kent, if you have more, hang on. 800-259-9231. Kent, somebody inside the rave scene. He's a DJ, and we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. The cops are out of control. This is Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Should have broke out the techno for this hour. This is your show, 800-259-9231. We are, of course, talking about, well, I say of course, as though anybody else knows about this. It's probably something that has been suppressed all over the place, even though it should be reported everywhere. This should be on the top of the page at CNN.com. This should be at the top of Drudge Report. This should be national news.
Why? Just
not.
Because we're crushing people's freedoms again? What are you talking about? We're not in a free country. That's not news.
Yeah, the media, of course, is pretty complicit, keeping this on the down low. All the reports that I saw, and I didn't delve too deep into it, but all the reports that I saw from Utah where this rave happened over the weekend that was raided by the cops were pretty much just paraphrases of the police report. You know, the cops sent out their press release on this event that, of course, focused on the fact we busted all these drugs and these kids and we had 60 arrests and, boy, we're doing really working hard to keep the people of Utah safe from these dancers.
Kids with...
From people who...
Kids with lights.
Like listening to music. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Calls coming in like crazy about this. Let's talk to, I think, Daniel in Louisiana. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
How y'all doing?
Good, sir.
Doing all right.
Well, I wanted to call in, you know, add a little bit to the definition of what, you know, y'all trying to describe as rave.
All right.
First of all, you know, it's something that has swept, you know, worldwide so quickly, and I can't really think of anything else at the moment that has done it as far and as fast as it has.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, it's a worldwide movement. There's people all over the world, especially on the
So now that, you're talking, now you're telling us rave is a movement, not just an event. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree with that statement somewhat, too.
It is a movement because, I mean, if you look on the forum on the Utah Rave site, there's posts from people from Germany, Finland, Iceland, and Australia already.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's already gotten worldwide exposure, and I agree with you all on the fact that it should be on the front page of every news site, in America at least.
Right.
Now, hold on a second. I would think that there's rock and roll sites where people post from all different countries around the world.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I don't think that... I think raves is sort of the venue that... or the proper venue that one would listen to techno music, and pardon me if I don't know all the terms. And techno music doesn't... I mean, you know, these things seem the same to me.
Here's the difference about the rave scene. Is one of the primary core, like, ideals and beliefs of the rave scene is acceptance. It doesn't matter, so, like, and this is the philosophy of the rave scene. I'm quoting back things here, but the philosophy of the rave scene is that it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what you look like, it doesn't matter what your race is, it doesn't matter what your religion is, it doesn't matter if you're a cripple, it doesn't matter. You go there, you will be accepted for the mere fact that you're at a rave.
That's exactly right. As long as you're there, it doesn't matter what your background is, who you are, who you came with. You're there, you're accepted, you're there to have a good time, and that's all
and
that matters.
And I think a big part of the reason why people started abandoning calling club events raves is because drunk jerks show up at clubs.
Exactly. Mm,
good point.
Exactly.
I like that. I like that differentiation.
Especially where I'm from in Lake Charles, Louisiana, there's not much support for it. I'm kind of away from New Orleans and Lafayette, Louisiana, which are the larger areas in Louisiana that it's supported. And
well, people are scared because of the Rave Act.
Exactly.
Can you recap what the Rave Act is, Johnson?
The Rave Act basically says any party with loud music, the cops can come in and break it up with guns.
Pretty much. Hey, Daniel, thanks for the call, man. We do appreciate it. We're going to continue this in hour number two. We still got calls rolling in. 800-259-9231. Utah, over the weekend, there was a rave, and it was broken up by the cops in a real bad way. People got hurt, and they had their stuff stolen by the cops. We're going to come back with more. This is your show, 800-259-9231. If you were there, you want to tell us your story, dial on in. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Chance.